Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to you. Wow. I mean, what do you say? It was... So weird being in Chicago for this. Nick and I went to see a couple of Cubs games, and it was weird for everyone, right? We all have our story from this, but it was so strange, like seeing TikToks and thinking they were fake. You know, like this, no, this is a different tornado. This isn't St. Louis. And then just one by one, hearing from friends and checking on people and coming home and streets are blocked. And it's a different perspective being out of town. We're going to cover this for you today. We're going to talk about it today. We won't spend 4 hours on it. Of course, we're going to do a regular show, but we're going to start out things with Dave Murray, and then Michael Calhoun's going to make his way into Studio B when he gets a chance. Dave, thanks for starting the show with us today. We appreciate it.
Hey, Dave. We might have lost Dave.
Okay.
I just had him. I just talked to him right before the show.
Yeah, maybe we can get him back on the phones.
Okay.
So this hit during, I mean, right in the middle of the show.
Oh, yeah. We went into storm mode. You know, we saw downtown was even unusual, right, Dave? Because when you look out these windows, normally when you see storms come through, it's rain. You see the trees blowing. It was just extra. Like, the trees were waving back and forth. You could see the grass was blowing. That's how much it was just weird, even down here. And Dave made the point, Dave Murray, when we were talking to him, like, you know, normally stuff does not make it into the city like that because it's drier around a city and it just kind of kills everything as it's coming through. That's not the term he used, but, you know, it's kind of why you don't see it. But this one was all really close, which made it strange.
Yeah.
And surprising, because then it was funny. We were talking about it pre-show. We did the show. We knew that, you know, that Michael and Dave had been breaking everything down, but a lot of the video hadn't come out yet.
Yeah.
By the time the show ended on Friday, and we hadn't seen a lot of this stuff at all. It's crazy how fast that happened.
I was texting Rage from a cab. You know, you guys back on, you're still in storm mode, thinking that it was like really bad thunderstorms, not understanding all that there had been a tornado. And I was surprised you guys went back on, but I guess it was just a matter of there was about a half hour delay between, okay, it's done, and then realizing the devastation. Dave's with us now. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Dave,
there we go.
Walk me through this as a meteorologist from your standpoint.
Okay, it was, you know, obviously a wild afternoon. It first started to show some signs of being a real problem. And again, as Wheels talked about, it developed on top of us, which we were expecting the day before, saying that this stuff would not move in, that this stuff was going to develop very quickly right over us. Those are the storms we really worry about in the St. Louis area. We also worry about storms that blow up just on the east side and tend to back up. Don't overly worry about cold front thunderstorms, that they do tend to die out once they hit the effect of the city. But in West St. Louis County, portions of St. Charles County, now no tornado dropped out of it, but it really looked like something was pulling together at that point, and that we were going to have a problem somewhere. And at that point, then the Hook Echo started to really show up around Clayton and the northern corner, really the northwest corner of Forest Park, and then it just went to town after that, as it tracked off to the east, northeast, and north St. Louis City, just got hammered. Then across the river around Venice, Granite City, and Pontoon Beach, and then it kind of pulled back up and died out very quickly around SIU Edwardsville, around the campus there. So it was not necessarily on the ground the whole time. It kind of went up and it went down. But North St. Louis is the place that really, really got hammered. That's not to say the folks who outside of that area, you get hammered by a tornado, you get hammered, period.
Right, right.
So before bringing it to the present, let's go back in time to Friday again and bring Michael Calhoun in. Mike, from a newsroom standpoint, how did this develop for you guys?
Well, we watch, the weather forecast. And so just like everybody else, we have an idea that something may develop later in the day. We kind of take, Dave's lead, just like at the TV stations. They listen to their weather staff and decide what's the staffing going to be, today. What should we prepare for? But you never really know. I mean, like you were talking about, Dave, it could be just thunderstorms. It could be the warning of a tornado, but nothing comes down. But this basically was what we fear. This is basically why we break in and blow everything out. I remember 10 years ago, we moved a Cardinals game to a different radio station, to Y98, when the tornado hit the airport. And so you just never know. But we were actually on the air with Dave in storm mode for the tornadoes that were kind of to the west of the immediate St. Louis metro. And then it just dropped over Clayton. And so we tracked it as it was moving through the city, from the county into the city. And then immediately the phone lines. So we got to Amy Mark's course, and we had Sean Malone out, and then we got the officials pretty quickly. It was actually very quick how fast those local elected officials and others were out there after the storm.
Dave, I know you were talking to Amy live on the air, and she was recounting her story to me just a couple of hours ago, and it was truly an amazing story, because she talked about losing her breath, feeling like the air got sucked out of her apartment, and her head was going to explode. And the two of you figured out that the tornado probably formed right above her neighborhood.
Right. I don't believe the tornado was on the ground at that point, but the circulation had developed, and the sudden drop of atmospheric pressure had developed. And I do. I honestly believe, because I've had that happen to me. I know exactly what she went through. And that's a sign that something is pulling up. Was there a funnel cloud at that point? It's hard to say, but the connection was being made in the atmosphere with the ground. And you have this severe pressure drop, and your ears pop, and you start to hear weird noises and things like that. And that's what she was hearing.
So, Dave, all of us can count from 1 to 5, but from a meteorological standpoint, talk to us about an F3.
F3, there's a range of wind speed that now when we label these storms, EF, whatever, it's based on wind speed, but it's also based on damage. That's why the survey is so important to get out, instead of just saying, oh, well, we knew it was a tornado. We didn't know exactly how strong. We had a pretty good idea what the wind speeds were, but we didn't have an idea right after the fact of how much damage and how the damage really unfolded, because the survey teams go out and they look at a lot of stuff. What would it take to blow this type of building down? What would it take to blow this kind of tree down, truck down, whatever the case may be? There's a scenario that the survey teams go by. And so this one looks like it had winds of about 155 miles per hour. It is probably from what I kind of remember back in time, I think it's probably the strongest storm we've had since April of 2011. that was an EF4, and that was what we call the Good Friday tornado.
Yeah.
That was wicked. Yeah. That was also wicked. But you look back, the three major tornadoes in St. Louis, 1896, that was an EF4, 1927, EF3, 1959, EF4. That was the one that blew down the old Channel 2 tower and took a mm-hmm. big chunk out of the old arena. The Checkerdome. Mm-hmm. And, can they happen? Yes, they do happen. We've had some small tornadoes since then, but, it just seems like sometimes when you get a massive storm, a massive supercell like this thing was, that, it means business. And Michael can attest to this. I don't know how many times they said, don't fool around with this thing. This thing means business. And we were kind of putting it out ahead yeah. of if you live here, this time, take your precautions. Or if you live in Illinois, get your cars inside. Take precautions. Do not fool around with this thing.
So, Michael, most of us, one way or another, were watching this over the weekend and are aware of the damage, at least pictures and video of it. But for those who are coming in from out of town or just back home, give us an idea of how bad the damage is.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the images are just heartbreaking, devastating, incredible, unbelievable. Especially from that heart of North St. Louis area where this tore through, where you heard the mayor say it was about a mile long, about a mile in width. The track was about 8 miles long of what she called, quote, pure destruction. But it was a mile in width, 5,000 buildings, 5 people killed. And the damage, according to Mayor Spencer, the estimate that they have, and they say they're being conservative at this point because FEMA's not here yet, which is another issue, $1.6 billion is the estimate for recovery. Josh Hawley, you heard on KMOX.
It will be higher than that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No question.
Josh Hawley says those insurance companies better pay. They better pay all that's requested. He's already investigating them, and he has no problem ramping that up if he gets complaints. From Missourians. And he's also talking about, FEMA. The governor is, being considering whether to bring in the National Guard because, police blocking off streets and stuff like mm-hmm. that takes a lot of manpower. And so mm-hmm. any kind of help they can get for stuff like that. And the Red Cross has several shelters that are open. You can find those amongst a bunch of information at KMOX.com on the top story there. And in fact, one of those shelters, the Grace United Methodist Church on Waterman, has been at capacity since Saturday. But there are two more that the Red Cross is operating. And MLK, Tucker, and North Hanley, plus Grace Methodist Church. So that's 4. And we've also got all sorts of information about how you can help, where you can go, what kind of stuff is needed. All of that's on the top story at KMOX.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Evidently have a little ghost in the machine for our stream, and the sound is very low. We don't know nothing about it. I mean, I could sit here and lie to you and say, like, we're working on it.
Yeah.
We're not.
Yeah.
We don't know jack crap. So yeah. We may end up turning the stream off and having the engineers fix it for tomorrow to see if it gets any better just through happenstance. I will say this, and I don't want to be negative. I want to be very positive. And thankfully, our leaders are making it easy to be positive. Good for Kara. Good for the senator.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of his, but if he were this guy all the time, he'd have my vote.
It's funny. I said the exact same thing to Ronj. I'm like, I like this guy.
Yeah.
Guy's talking about protecting people and making sure they get what they need. And
you know what? Let me. This is not political. This is human. Trump was going off on Biden terribly. I was saying how disappointed I am in him. Then he's diagnosed with cancer and it's all everyone loves each other. We shouldn't be like that.
Right.
We shouldn't be like that. I shouldn't be like that.
Right.
Hawley and Kehoe and Spencer should all be these people all the time.
Yeah.
And I know you can't be in storm mode all the time and in emergency mode all the time, but we should be in a, we're here for each other, not to kneecap each other all the time. And things like this just bring that like, oh, these are our better angels. We can be like this. We just choose not to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, and it seems like we're only these people. And I mean, all of us.
All of us.
We are these people only when terrible things happen.
Yeah.
So after 9/11, everybody got along. Everybody worked together. Everybody's on the same page. I was just watching a documentary about it this weekend, which is why that popped in my head. And anytime there's a big disaster, we all become this. And then when things go back to normal, we go back to being jerks to each other.
Yeah. Speaking of jerks, Rach was telling me at lunch, I think, we ran over at Chris's at lunch that, hey, could you believe those people getting under the underpasses? And I'll be honest with you, I thought you were being a little mean, like, well, you know, I don't blame them getting under the underpass. But I didn't realize they were like four across blocking
all
everyone
the way across. Yes. So preventing stopping traffic.
Yeah. Which it's just you should never do that, period. But like during a storm like this, during a tornado, it's especially selfish. It's especially wrong. I don't understand. Oh, I thought I was safe under the overpass. What about the hundreds of people you're backing up behind you? Do you care about their
safety?
What
about someone having a heart attack or a baby? Or
because
just,
they are trapped. They have nowhere to go because you have blocked all lanes of traffic.
Because four cars.
Yeah, well, it's a bunch more, but I mean, because it's all the way across from shoulder to shoulder. So it's probably like five or six wide. And then there's probably two deep, maybe three deep, that are actually under the overpass in these places. And number one, under an overpass is not safe. That's a bad place to be in a tornado. I don't know why, but because of the way the wind circulates, it can actually be more dangerous to be under there. Secondly, you're talking about risking a pileup because people are not expecting all four lanes to just be stopped out of nowhere. And I don't know if it's panic where people freak out and they don't know what to do or if they don't care. But either way, you have to understand the rules of the road.
Mm-hmm.
You do not stop in the middle of a highway because it's storming. You either pull off,
yeah,
or you keep moving slowly and put your flashers on.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Seems like the stream issue has been solved for some people, but not for others. And again, I can blow sunshine up your ass, but I'm not. We don't know how to fix it.
So, well, it's not even a thing for everybody, so I don't know how you spot check it.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on the tornado before we move on to more of a normal show?
No, except that it's just, it's amazing how fast it becomes something. Right? I mean, I'm sure the people in Joplin felt the same way. And this is not to that extent. I mean, it's still horrible. But you look at the videos that we've seen, people from their front porch seeing things flying. I don't know if you saw the picture of the top floor of a building flying off. And it looked like a newish building, too. I was like, that one doesn't look like that should happen. But, you know, when you're in the middle of a storm like that, when you're in the middle of a tornado, who the heck knows what's going to happen? That's not that common.
Yeah.
It's just amazing how fast it escalates.
Yeah.
And then I know we touched on it before, but there's also kind of like that weird delay. Like you kind of know it was bad and you know some things happened, but you don't really know how extensive it is. And then hours later, like, oh my God, that was way bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. Social media does like fills in the blanks so much.
So true.
You can't believe everything you see, but it does kind of give you a more whole picture of what's happening. And then you combine that with, you know, KMOX and other news outlets in the area doing the best we can to give you guys information. It's just, I'm happy that the damage was not more extensive, that not more lives were lost, but I mean, five people losing their lives is absolutely tragic. 38 people injured or still in the hospital or something like that. It's very, very sad, but it is heartening to see, you know, again, mostly on social media and on the news and stuff, you see people pulling together to make an effort to clean up and to give financial support and donating meals. And St. Louis is a great town for stuff like that. We really have each other's backs.
Yeah, I know. Amy and Matt, we were talking about, they went out and did some cleanup.
I saw that.
Wonderful. That's great. It's amazing that it hasn't hit the city since 1959.
I know. That's, I mean, for the reasons obviously explained, but still. You would think just randomness would be more than that.
And in Chicago, we had a haboob.
You did?
Yeah. Our Nick and I were, I'm not sure where the ball game or where somewhere else, but like an Amber Alert went off and it was a dust storm.
Oh.
And we were laughing like, oh, someone hit the wrong button. Nope. Sure enough, there's a dust storm in Chicago.
Really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from the west?
I don't know. I mean, it couldn't have come from the north.
No, it can't come from the east because that's water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild.
So how was your trip overall? We haven't really talked about that.
Well, I feel guilty.
Yeah.
Because what went on here, but it was a great trip. Like, we had a lot of fun. We took the train up and back. Well, duh. We walked back.
We walked back.
We hitchhiked.
This is a slow jog for...
Yeah.
The train was great. It was great.
What'd you think of Wrigley?
I loved it.
Yeah.
It was...
I figured that was one that you would vibe in.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. For sure. And you know, it's my first ballpark besides Busch. So the universe of what I know about baseball parks is Busch Stadium.
Yeah.
1 and 2 or 2 and 3, whatever it is. And Busch is... I love Busch.
Oh, it's great.
And it's one of the, like, very top stadiums. I think it's number two of the view besides Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Whereas where we were sitting on the first day, we weren't up high. We were down pretty low. You can't see a single building. There's no skyline.
No, no.
Which is cool because you feel like you're just out in the middle of nowhere and you are just in the middle of a neighborhood, which everyone had told me about.
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared for people living literally across the street from where Ballpark Village is. Here are just people's houses.
Yeah.
And then it, like, when you're walking, we do a lap, and when you're walking around the inside of the ballpark, it's so narrow.
It is small.
I mean, it's just,
old.
Yeah, because it's old. It's not modern. And then Nick and I had a bet. He said they replaced the ivy, and I'm like, no, I think that's the same ivy that's been there for a really long time. So we asked one of the ushers. He's like, no, it's same ivy. We clean it and we this and we that, but so. Just seeing the ivy-colored walls was cool.
Yeah. So my experience there, because I've been there a lot because we lived up there for a long time. The first couple times, you're like, this is awesome. And then it depends, I guess, on when you go and where you sit. Because there are times you're like, okay, this is just a giant bar. It's just all about the beer. Nobody around me is watching the game. They're just drinking and they're getting up every 5 seconds because they got to go to the bathroom. There were times, like, maybe that's just more the bleachers and if you're sitting out that way. But there was a period of time where I'm like, all right, I'm over it. It looks cool, but I'm over it because people are annoying me.
Well, again, the expansiveness of Busch versus the intimacy of Wrigley, you feel a part of every part of the ballpark, if that makes sense. Like, if I'm sitting behind home plate at Busch and someone's into shenanigans in the right field bleachers, I don't know and I don't care. But at Wrigley, you see it. And you can hear it. Now, you can't hear conversations. But, for example, in the left field bleachers game one, there are a bunch of guys, White Sox fans, dressed as the Pope. Like, really dressed as the Pope. And people were screaming terrible things about the Pope.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I will say this, and don't shoot the messenger. Games are more fun. People are having more fun at Wrigley. And I don't know whether it's the intimacy or the drinking, or what, but it's more of a festive atmosphere.
It's also White Sox weekend, so you may get a little different vibe if it's Minnesota in town.
Could be.
But it's very much a beer garden.
Yeah.
I mean, that is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The beer snakes, you familiar with this? I wasn't. Mm-mm. Where they put together a bunch of, like, hundreds of beer cups.
Yep.
And
stack them.
Stack them.
Oh, okay.
And then you just have, like, this, you know, giant beer snake going through the crowd.
So everyone's working together. That's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
What about the rest of Chicago? What was it like? I haven't been up in a very long time.
So I'm sort of a Miracle Mile guy. I'm not so much like I don't know Linkin Park. To me, Chicago's like the Miracle Michigan Avenue. And so we stayed in River North, and we did the whole thing. And I had heard that Chicago had really gone in the crapper. And, oh, it's not the same, and people will steal your cell phone out of your hand, and you have to really keep your head on a swivel. That may be true, but we were walking around downtown at 11 p.m. without a worry. I didn't even have my head on a swivel. There are just so many people and so many cops. So for our trip anyway, it was delightful. It was a great energy. It's Chicago.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to picture if you're not there a lot or you haven't spent a lot of time there. It's so big. So those two things can be both true. You can be in some spots and you're like, yep, this is great, safe, nobody know about it. And you can be in other spots and you're like, well, that's pretty shaky.
Yeah.
Like those things are simultaneously true in a city of that size.
Well, we were, Nick and I talking to, by the way, cabs are a quarter of the expense of Uber in Chicago.
Really?
And unlike St. Louis, you can grab a cab anywhere. I mean, there are cabs all over the place. Yeah, we took a $60 Uber from our hotel to Wrigley and a $20 back in a cab. Oh, get this. So I buy tickets for Saturday's game. So we're taking the train up on Friday. We're going to go have lunch and see the Science Museum on Friday, spend the night, go to the game on Saturday, catch the train home, get home around midnight. We're on the train that gets in at 12:30 on Friday. No sweat. We had nothing to do for 24 hours. And I got a little spidey sense. And I look at my phone and I look at my tickets. They're not for Saturday.
Oh.
They're for Friday.
Oh.
Yes.
Got a wholesome butt.
Yes. So I said, screw it. And I went online and I bought tickets for Saturday too. Just what the hell? But we walked in as they were singing the national anthem.
Oh, well, that's pretty good timing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one you Ubered to?
Yes.
Okay, from the train station to Wrigley.
But that's a classic Dave move right there. I don't know how because you know me, Rach. Like vacations and things like that, one of my favorite things about it is the planning.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I dropped the ball so bad on that, but yeah, we almost didn't make it.
You fixed it just in time.
Your spidey senses worked.
Yeah.
And you got to see double the baseball, so it kind of
worked
like, out.
I feel like I've done something stupid here. My stupid spidey senses. But yeah, I really do feel kind of guilty because coming home to all of this, we had a wonderful weekend. You know, and then we got home about midnight, driving home, and like just seeing it.
What was around your neighborhood? Was
fine.
It okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I get the guilty thing though. I mean, I'm in South City, and it was like nothing happened in my neighborhood, and then you're just seeing all this devastation in other places.
And in neighborhoods even very, very close. I mean, we've all seen pictures from tornadoes where one house is fine and the other house is demolished. But it was like that, where neighborhoods very, very close to the West End and to North City were just like not even branches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
then just bam. That was haunting, talking to Amy. That was really something.
Yeah.
Because Amy was one of the first people on the ground. You know, as soon as it was over,
yeah,
she
yeah.
was out there.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was
literally it was her apartment building.
Yeah. Welcome back, guys. DJS on KMOX 148. We opened the show with Dave Murray and Michael Calhoun talking about the tornadoes, and I'm sure we'll talk about them more during the show. But other than that, we're going to do pretty much of a normal show. We have Bernie joining us at 2:30. Dave Murray will be back with us at 3:35, which is very important because they're expecting more bad weather this evening. Mm-hmm. That's bad for all of us. It's terrible for people who don't have a roof.
Yes.
You know, so make sure you're tuned in for that.
Just a reminder, too, you can go to KMOX.com. We have a lot of great resources on how you can get involved with the community and help out if that's something that's on your heart right now. So go check that out on the KMOX webpage.
I would like to get involved physically.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Well, I'm still able. Right? I mean, like at some point, I won't be able to go out there and pick up trees.
Mm-hmm.
So we should do that as a show, especially since Andrew's gone. So my boy did well over the weekend.
He did great. I texted him yesterday because I was like, dude, I'm dying to know about the wedding. Like, just how was it? He said it was great. He said his speech went tremendously, and they had a really great time. And I believe he and Megan and his dad and their friend are all at California Disney Adventure. I hope I'm saying that right. I don't know the different parks, but they're doing a Disney related thing today. So good. It looks super fun, super happy for them. Hope he's having a wonderful, wonderful vacation.
We also talk a little bit of Cardinals before we get to the matchup with your beloved Tigers. Talk about the weekend with the Royals.
I mean, it's almost, I don't say this the right way, because we all saw that there was a higher upside to this team that was possible coming into the year, right? We didn't
even
know,
last year.
Right, right. We could see that, you know, there's young talent, and it's about like, how do those guys do? And then, you know, do all the pieces come together? And we're only, you know, 47 games in, so it's not like we know yet, right? We're just about one third of the way through the season. In a few days, you'll be, you know, by the end of this series, you'll be basically a third of the way through the season. So it's not enough to say this is exactly what the Cardinals are. But this good play has been going on for a long time now. I mean, this all started essentially late April, right? When they won 2 of 3 from Milwaukee. It was right after the Atlanta series, right? Because they got swept by the Mets, and they lost 2 out of 3 to Atlanta, and it was pretty dark. And then you won 2 of 3 from Milwaukee, and you split with Cincinnati, and then you won 2 of 3 from the Mets, swept the Pirates, swept Washington, 2 of 3 from Philly, 2 of 3 from Kansas City. I mean, this is going on, you know, almost 4 weeks of playing at this level. And a lot of what we're seeing, they went from 9-14 to now 26-21. So if you can do the math on that, it's a very strong stretch where a lot of things are working well. And they just went 7-2 on a road trip that included two really good teams. The Royals are good. They're not great because their lineup's not great, but their pitching's great. And Philly is obviously one of the top contenders, and the Cardinals look like those teams right now. Mm-hmm. The only question we have is how much of it is sustainable, but let's keep in mind, too, that not everything's gone right. Ivan Herrera's barely played because of an injury. He's one of your best hitters. Gorman and Walker still haven't figured things out yet, so there are still things that haven't gone well, and you are where you are. So it's actually super interesting. Like, I don't know if this is the team that they are, but at their current pace, so 26-21, you're 5 games over .500 now. That kind of trend would put you 10 to 15 games over .500 if you could maintain that winning percentage over the course of the year.
If it's a fair question, who is better than you expect and you think that it's real? And who are you still a little bit worried about?
Well, the one thing that worries me, I think the easiest thing to worry about is the starting rotation, because some of those guys are just older guys, right? So, I mean, Sonny Gray's a little older. Michaelis is a little older. But Miles has been, I mean, there was that period where we're like, you got to get him out of the rotation.
Yeah, can I just follow my sword on that, like, and say that I was at least temporarily wrong?
You're not the only one. I think everybody that follows the team, because of what we've seen for 2 years, right? It wasn't just because we saw 4 or 5 bad starts. You saw what he was, you know, for 2 years leading into this, and then he got off to the bad start. So what was it? Mid-April, he had a 7.64 ERA. Well, that's now 3.77. He's cut it in half because he's only given up, I think, 4 earned runs in his last 5 starts. So Miles figuring it out has been a big deal. But this is kind of, I say, if there's a real worry, it would be that something frays in the rotation. You know, because you're really settling in with Steven Matz needed in the bullpen, and he's been so good back there. I guess the other thing that could be a legit concern is if the bullpen has problems, right? If Maton gets hurt or Leahy slows down, I don't think he will. He seems to be really good. But those are all things. To me, the biggest worries are pitching. The offense, I know that there are going to be guys that go up and down. You know, they're going to be slumps. But you're 1 of 9 when you're in the lineup. When you're on the mound, you're 1 of 1. It just impacts a lot more when things go wrong. Mm-hmm. So that would be the worry. And, I mean, you know, maybe Liberatore running into a little fatigue later in the year could be a concern because he hasn't been a full-time major league starter ever. So I don't know what their innings plan is for him and how much he's going to go. But, like, there are things to worry about. Let's not be crazy. But none of those things are a problem at the moment, which is why it's so fascinating. Like, they seem to have figured out the bullpen. They started to get better contributions from Graceffo, and Steven Matz being back there now gives you 5 guys to rely on instead of 3. That changes everything.
Any more optimism with Walker and Gorman?
No, but no more pessimism either. I mean, Walker homered over the weekend, so that was it's a good thing. They're just kind of in the same place. But I pointed this out on Twitter before the show. This is a perfect time to mention this. So Matthew Liberatore is one of the breakout players in the National League this year. He's one of the best starting pitchers in the National League, period, the end. It's not luck. It's all backed up by the underlying numbers. Everything he's doing is real. He's 25. He was not ready to be this guy at age 22 or 23 or even 24. Gorman's 24. Walker's 22, about to turn 23. Player development is not always the same, and it's not always simple. But Liberatore at 25 has figured it out. This is why you don't pass on players like Gorman and Walker and just send them packing. This is why you don't pull the plug. It might just take time. Do you want that? If you had bailed on Matthew Liberatore a year ago,
someone would be getting the benefits.
People and people in the front office, we'd be calling for their jobs.
Yeah.
If you had traded Liberatore a year ago, he's not going to help us. He's overrated. You got to let guys have time to play it out.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.